EWA-517, do you want to report a UFO?
Negative. We don't want to report.
Ares 31, do you wish to report a UFO? Over.
Negative. We want to report one of those either.
Ares 31, do you wish to file a report of any kind of it?
I wouldn't know what kind of report to file, Senator.
Ares 31, me neither.
Senator 71, Papa Golf, go ahead.
And was anybody above us that passed us like 30 seconds ago?
Senator 71, Papa Golf, negative.
Okay. Stop this. It's a UFO.
Yeah. Hey, it's emergency 295. Yeah, something just passed over us. Like us. Don't know what it was, but it's at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us. Yeah, it passed right over the top of us.
911.
You guys busy?
Yeah.
Do we just call about the UFOs we saw?
Mm-hmm.
They're out there. Same airplanes.
Welcome to UFO Chronicles, a place where people share their experiences of the strange and unexplained. If you've had an encounter and would like to be on the show, you can email me at ufochronicles@gmail.com. Welcome to the show, everyone. We got a great show lined up for you today. Our guest is Naomi. She's an artist and an experiencer, and has expressed this in much of her art. Her encounters started at a very early age and continues to this day. Welcome to the show, Naomi.
Thank you, Nick. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me on the podcast.
Can you start with some of those early memories when you were young?
Okay, so from the time I was about, I want to say around two and a half years old, the first memory I had was being lifted out of my bed. When I looked down, I saw a bunch of hands lifting me up. They were kind of a grayish blue from what I remember. And to me, as a child, I wasn't quite sure what it was. It was just kind of like I was aware of it and I could see it happening. The other strange thing about this is at that age, I should have been in a crib. I remember myself laying in a bed and I felt like I was a bigger person. When I was young, I never saw myself as being a child. Anytime I would try to communicate with people, I didn't even have that perception of me as being a child. So maybe this is what was coming into play when I had that experience. And I remember after the hands lifting me up, I got off of them. It was kind of like they moved me out of the bed and I walked into the living room. When I walked into the living room, I looked back through the doorway and I could see all these like creatures. But it wasn't like a physical form. It was nothing like that. It was almost like a swirling energy and it would take different shapes. But it was a lot of it. It wasn't just like one thing. It was like several different creatures, whatever it was taking form to be. The first time it happened, I remember we had a lamp in the living room and then right next to the lamp was a couch. So I turned on the lamp. And I squatted in the corner between the couch and the lamp. My dad woke up. He came and got me, put me back to bed. And these experiences that I've had, there's usually other people around at the time. So it's not just me seeing, hearing, experiencing it. I always have other people. Well, for the most part, not always, but for the most part. So this went on several times, and sometimes I would turn on the light. Sometimes I would just sit in on the couch in the dark and just watch this stuff go on. It never seemed to really like come towards me or be next to me, but it was like a display. So that was when I was very, very young. As I got older, we moved. My parents separated. They divorced when I was 2.5 years old. We ended up living with my father. He had no money at all. And we lived in a very ghetto part of Anaheim, California. So a lot of times we didn't even have money for food at nighttime. I mean, it was that bad at that time. My mom, she couldn't take care of us. She was too busy, you know, living her lifestyle, and she didn't want the responsibility. My dad was part of a lot of my experiences. And as I got older, I brought these things up to him, and he would say, oh, yeah, I remember that. Oh, yeah, I remember you telling me that, you know. So we got to kind of like, as being an adult, connect our experiences. Everyone in my family has had experiences. My dad, especially, me and my dad seem to have some kind of psychic connection. And when it comes to those types of things, when I was probably around 3 or 4, we moved into a house, the one that I was talking about, the real ghetto one. And I remember several times waking up on the floor because my brother and I shared a bunk bed. I was on the top and he was younger, so he was on the bottom. Well, I would always wonder why I was on the floor when I'd wake up. And then one night I actually saw myself coming towards the floor. And I don't remember me hitting the floor, nothing like that. I just remember seeing the floor coming towards me. So I didn't feel any like physical pain if I fell or anything like that. And I stood up, turned around, looked into the doorway that was open, and I could see a small creature. It was black, and it looked like it was wearing some kind of like robe type thing. So when I looked at it, it looked like a black triangle to me. It was in a white kitchen, and the kitchen in our house was not directly across from our room. So this was kind of strange because it was out of place. So I remember walking towards it very slowly because I wasn't sure what it was, and feeling hands on my shoulder, like holding on to me. I could hear, like, I wouldn't say a voice. It was more like telepathic, say, no, don't go over there. You know, I was feeling for the hands, thinking that somebody was there, and turned around and there's nothing there. So I kept continuing towards this thing in the kitchen. And again, I felt the hands on my shoulder and same thing. So this happened in 3 different moments where I felt the hands on my shoulders. As a child, I imagined monkeys hanging on my shoulders like I had a monkey on my back. That's what popped into my head. So I went ahead and went towards this being that was in the kitchen and walked up to it. It was approximately the same height as me. And as it turned around, my next memory was me getting a chair, trying to get some Doritos off of the refrigerator. And my dad found me, you know, he scolded me and told me to go back to bed. That feeling that I felt at the time wasn't scary to me. Like, none of these experiences were frightening to me. But looking back on it, not at this point, but in my past, as I started getting older, I felt like it was something negative. But then at the same time, it felt like it wasn't negative. So I don't know if that was, you know, as I was getting older, listening to other people's stories, things like that, if that was just manipulating my own belief system and what it was that I was really getting from that experience. That was a pretty big thing that had happened at that time. As time went on, I had always seen things. We lived in another house. We moved to Texas. There was a lot of activity in the house. And when I say activity, I'm talking about everything. I don't just see alien type creatures. I see a lot of different things. And I never really judged it as being anything unusual, because I think when you grow up with this stuff, it's just part of your everyday life. So it's not traumatic. You know what I mean? When some people talk about they had an experience out of the blue and they're already like older or adult. So to me, these things were just, you know,
quite normal.
Yeah, or almost like a fantasy world or something. You just don't have an idea of what it is. So when I was at that house, I started getting a fear of the dark, even though, you know, we slept with all the lights off. My dad, he didn't make an effort to get night lights for us when we were young, nothing like that, because that was back in the day. I was terrified of the dark and I could not sleep. So I would pretty much sit up at least for like 2 to 3 hours at night and seeing all these things in my mind of what was, you know, there with me. So I distinctly remember one time walking into the hallway and it was dark and I had to go to my room and trying to get to the light fast enough to switch it on. Well, when I went to do that, I saw not physically, but the vision of an alien, and it was just staring at me. You know, I freaked out and I ran out of the hallway, and my dad's like, "What's wrong?" And I'm like, "I don't want to go in there. Can you turn on the light?" You know, I was real upset about it. And he's like, "Just go," you know. And so eventually I went back in there, but it was really frightening. And after that point, to this day, I sleep with nightlight. So another thing I have a phobia that has come over time is open doors. Like, for example, I have a bathroom off of my bedroom. That door has to be closed when I'm sleeping or when I'm just hanging out in my room. Any kind of closet door, it has to be closed. It's just something about that darkness. It feels weird. It feels like I'm being watched. You know, as I got older, I had a lot of different encounters. My father and I both have always been very sensitive to you know, people say vibes, vibrations in places like houses, areas, stuff like that. When I feel negative energy or something as bad as happening, I get severe cramping in my stomach. My dad he was an interior decorator, and so was my stepmom. So they had a business together. And he had asked me one day after I had gone to one of the houses that they had worked on if I felt anything when I walked into the house. Well, he asked me that because my stepmom was with me when I went into the house because she was going over there. It was her friend as well as a customer. And I told her, I said, "It feels weird in here." Like, it was a beautiful home. You know, they had a nice pool. It was gorgeous, but I felt like a negative feeling. And she said, "Oh, really?" And the lady said that there were a bunch of bad things that happened to, I guess, two different couples that lived into the house. One of them actually died. And then she said that her and her husband were going through problems and they felt the energy as well. So that's what my dad was asking me about, because we both had that same kind of feeling anytime we would enter a strange building or, you know, something that felt off. He has had his own encounters with aliens as well. He actually lives in New Mexico, and he told me he had shot his gun at two gray aliens that were in his house, and he had to repair the walls because he had actually shot at them. So, you know, I think that this stuff affects families. I think that it's like a group thing. I've never heard anything through my grandparents because my mom's side, they're very religious, Lutheran. And the other side, they didn't really believe in, I don't think they had a religion at all. They never talked about stuff like that. And I don't think a lot of older generations really did anyways. When I started drawing, when I was young, I was a kid, some of the things that I would obsessively draw were things like pyramids. You know, I want to say swastika symbols, but I don't know if everybody knows that the swastika symbol originally came from Hinduism. So I drew a lot of, what are they called, mandalas, that type of stuff. And it was obsessive. It was like I took art class and my art teacher saw that I had a ability to draw. But she would always tell me, don't just draw this stuff. You got to do other things, you know, because she was trying to teach me how to do art. But for me, I didn't care about that. I didn't want to do anything else but what I was focused on. And I had a real strong connection with Egyptian stuff when I was very young. When I started meditating, I originally got introduced with meditation when I was probably around 5 or 6 from my dad. He meditated. He was a hippie. He was really into all that stuff. So that's probably where I picked it up from. But the pyramid thing was actually something I had always been attracted to. I learned a lot through him when it came to Eastern philosophy. Like I said, my grandparents, they were Lutheran. My grandfather would sit and talk to me about the Bible. And I liked the stories. You know, they were interesting. I read parts of the Bible. I'm not going to say I read the whole thing because I lost interest. But the thing I always had a hard time connecting with was the church environment. And I have been to so many churches throughout my life. All different types of religions. I wasn't particular. I just wanted to find that connection. You know, I wanted to feel what other people said they felt like that. I remember when my grandpa would talk to me about God and, you know, the whole Bible and everything about heaven. I would ask him a lot of questions, but from the time I was a child, I didn't believe in God like he believed in God. And I enjoyed hearing the stories because it was a story. But for me, I felt like we came from aliens. And I felt like I was created by an alien. Now, God is the ultimate source, but directly, I felt like I was created by aliens. That is what I felt from the time I was a child. And that's what I talked about with my brother, my dad, all these things. You know, it was all about my belief and what I thought it was. But I couldn't feel a connection with the Bible at all. And Eastern philosophy, especially Hinduism, they do talk about, you know, other civilizations on other planets and dimensions and things. It addresses that kind of stuff. So for me, I felt more of a connection with that, and I could at least be more open to it. I think the original Christ teachings were definitely important, but I think that they got altered and changed and manipulated over time. So it was always a struggle. I always was looking for some kind of spiritual enlightenment growing up, meditating. Anytime I meditated, I always had a pyramid for some reason. I didn't know why, I just went with it. But I would say compared to as a child, I didn't have judgment about my experiences, whereas as an adult, it's a little bit harder to deal with because you hear so many negative things. And even though I don't feel like I judge it on positive or negative so much, but when I have the positive, I diminish the negative in my mind because I want to believe that those positive interactions are much more important and profound than anything negative that I'm interpreting it as being negative. And I've had those experiences where I'm being shown things, the being on the bed, having the needle looking things coming into your head. I remember specifically having an experience like that one time. And they just kept saying, in your mind, they kept telling me, well, we're making you better. You're going to be okay. We're helping you. So I just let it go. I didn't fight it. Because they have been part of my life, why am I going to deny something that I'm not fully aware of or understanding? So, anything negative I've experienced, which I've had a lot of bad ones, I just let it go. I've woken up with burns, needle marks, bruises, sore arms. And every time in connection with this, it's something being inserted into my body, being taken out of my body, a lot of stuff done with my head area, like my brain and my head area. But I don't think it kind of frustrates me when people try to like make it all seem bad. And I really feel a lot of those people are not even really experiencers, because to me, what they're trying to do is they're trying to, it's like any other drama in life. People like the bad stuff. They like the negative stuff. They feel like they have more to talk about, I guess. I don't know. But they live off of that excitement of fear. I think that if people just kind of let it go and go about your business with it and not try to fight it, if that's what they feel like they need to do, they're going to experience more than just that type of alien or dimensional being, whatever it is. They're going to have experiences with something greater than that. And I have had those experiences where one of my experiences was I have a lot of dreams of being in water with dolphins. I have a really strong connection with water. I love water, like it's everything to me. So being in the water is always something good. But a lot of times, there's a lot of depth, which is kind of scary. In this one experience, I was in the water. Dolphins came up to me. I was a little bit hesitant because I'm like in the middle of the water with dolphins. But they were very light colored dolphins. They weren't like gray, blue or anything like that. And they surrounded me. And I was in the middle and I was just still and just watching them, and they were still. And I looked at one of them and it became whiter and whiter and whiter to the point where it was almost like luminescent white, like nothing you've ever seen. It started having kind of like a crown type on the top of its head or something. So it didn't even really look like a dolphin anymore. It almost had kind of a look of a possum face or something. The eyes were real elongated and black. The face was long, and it really didn't have like a distinctive body shape to it, but it was originally the dolphin. So it transformed into this being, and it was communicating with me. Whatever, I don't always remember the things that are communicated, but I do know when it's something that is very profound. And that was probably one of the greatest experiences I've had. And I felt like they were telling me something in regards to my connection, was much greater than what I understood it to be in the physical world. So he was speaking, or it, whatever, was speaking to a higher level of myself, or I don't want to say higher because that sounds like I'm insignificant, but another layer of myself, maybe closer to source. That was actually very beautiful. And I really enjoyed that experience. And I hang on to that because it's something that when you have an experience like that, it makes all the other ones kind of dissipate and seem not as important.
Quite profound.
Yeah, it was. So my artwork, when I do my art, I try not to think about what I'm going to do so much. My inspiration comes through, I want to say it's just an energy that flows through me, and I try to follow it. If I question what I'm doing, I try to do whatever it is that's coming through and not listen to my physical mind telling me what to do, you know, because there's so many rules about art in the physical world. Well, if you're limiting yourself to the physical form of art, then you're not allowing the essence of it to really come through. And that energy that you're putting into that piece of artwork or anything that you're creating is an energy. It's a continuous creation. And that's all we're doing. We're just continuing the creation. And I think that by saying that, that's what we're doing. Our experiences that people are having with aliens or other beings, the stuff that's popping up all over the place, anything that can be thought of is going to happen because we are a thought. You know, we are a creation. When we want to create something, it's originally a thought. So it's moving through the physical realm and we are expressing it physically. So it can be simple like that, but then when you're having all these experiences and you're trying to deal with the real world, well, so we call the real world, it is very complicated and it becomes hard. There's been many times when I wake up with migraines after experiences, and how do you go to work? You know, it's just, it's hard. It's hard to deal with both. I see my kids, you know, my son, especially, he comes over, he sees things running through the house. He gets scared. He sees, you know, something in the doorway. I know what he's talking about because I see the same things. I can't really sit. I'm not going to sit there and tell him, no, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, it's not real, because how are we both seeing the same thing? I had an ex-boyfriend that contacted me not too long ago, and he had seen one of my videos that I posted, I think, on YouTube. And he was telling me that he asked me, he said, do you remember the experience I had when we were together? And I said, well, not really, because that was my first boyfriend. And he said, yeah, he goes, I had the same experience, because I had been talking about the hands holding me up. He had the same experience. And he said, I was there with him. Yeah, I remember having those experiences at that time. In that specific apartment, we had, I had a lot of experiences of, I don't know if you've ever felt like something came into a room, but you never see it. Well, what would happen is the door would be cracked and I would be, it was like I could see everything in the room, but I don't know if my eyes were open or not. And I would, through that doorway would come some type of being and tickle me. And this would happen, you know, at least maybe 15 times while I was living there. And I lived there for about 2 years. So it happened to the point where it was like uncomfortable, you know, and I've had those experiences a lot where you feel like something is there with you, but you don't see it. You know, you don't see a physical presence. It almost seems like at different houses that you live in, sometimes the energy is different. I've moved around a lot. And if you have a home where there have been a lot of like disturbances, negative energy, things like that, that kind of nature, it seems as though whatever it is that is connected to me stirs it up and makes it worse. One of the houses I lived in, I had moved in with an ex-boyfriend, and right away we had all kinds of things happening. We even saw a blur in the house, in several different areas of the house, where it was kind of like blurred space, like water. We saw that same thing over our neighbor's house when we were walking through the neighborhood. It was huge. I mean, it was big, and we both saw it. We also saw a white being walking through our house, like pacing. My daughter saw the same being in her bedroom. So these things are very, you know, you can't really, for me, it's a mixture. It's a mixed bag of many different things. I wouldn't say it's just alien experiences. I think it's more than that. I think it's a bunch of different stuff.
introducing the High Strangeness Coffee Blend by Redacted Coffee Company, a medium roast of the Brazilian kind. This medium roast offers flavors of chocolate and vanilla combined with a distinct fruity taste and a unique sweet floral aroma. The experience of High Strangeness doesn't end there, with a sweet butter aftertaste that doesn't fade as your coffee cools. This coffee regains its flavors all the way through your cup, ensuring it truly is good to the last drop. The veteran-funded, employee-owned Redacted Coffee Company and UFO Chronicles podcast have partnered together to bring you the best coffee on and off the planet. Get 20% off your first order now at redactedcoffee.com/UFO. That's redactedcoffee.com/UFO. Or follow the link below in this episode's description or click on the banner of my website. This podcast is fueled by coffee oozing high strangeness. So what are you waiting for? Wake up to the strange.
When I was probably, I want to say like early 20s, I was doing a lot of meditation, like all day meditations. And the focus was not to focus on that. Focus was to feel your connection with spirit, you know, and kind of not ignore, but not necessarily get wrapped up in the drama of all the in-between stuff. I think that we are experiencing all the in-between stuff. Because ultimately, we are all part of the same energy. All these stories and dramas and, you know, things that are being played out in the physical, you know, there's all different layers of experiences are just a story. It's not, we're taking it seriously because we created rules to create that seriousness in the physical world. We have laws that tell us what we need to do, what's right, what's wrong, but it doesn't mean that it's true. And honestly, I believe in my connection with the spirit much more than I believe in anything else, because even though I'm a mother and I have responsibilities here, because this is the physical manifestation, I also know at the same time when I leave, this body's not going with me anywhere. I know I'm going to continue on. We didn't come from nothing. So when we leave, we're not going back to nothing. And I've had many, many, when people say that they're enlightened or they're awakened and stuff like that, I understand what they're saying, but you're never fully awakened until you're off, out, not in the physical. There are so many layers of that awakening that you have to go through for you to be fully awakened, because the only way you're going to be fully awakened is when you're completely one with spirit. You have no other uncovering to go through. There's nothing else there. The different levels that we're in is a manifestation of thought. It's the creator creating, and anything we create in the physical world, that's what we're meant to do. Create the physical illusion and live it out. Experience it. But at the same time, I think all of us go through a point where we suddenly say, hey, this doesn't make sense. I don't think it's all about this physical world anymore. And that's how I was growing up as a child. I could never understand why people would blindly follow and do things just because they had to. And I'm not saying I haven't been put in that position and I haven't accepted that thinking, but I could never fit into that. It never made sense to me. And I would always end up getting depressed about it. Like just sitting, like even when I was younger, just sitting and watching TV, I knew that there was something wrong with that. When there was no computers, it was just TV. You know, there was something wrong with that to me, and not being outside, not being in nature, not interacting with people, sitting in front of that TV and having the world manipulated to make you believe something. And I would get headaches. I would get frustrated. I mean, I could feel the vibration effect, and I would get sick of it. And I'd be like, I'm done. I'm not watching TV. Like for a long time, I didn't have a TV at all. And I don't have cable now. I have Netflix. So if I want to watch something, it's a movie. And I think a lot of people do that now too. But to me, just sucks the life out of you. And you're not really, yeah, you're having an experience. You're doing what you need to do at that moment. But if you're aware of it and you are aware of the choice, then you're at that stage where you're contemplating other things. It's not just about your physical world anymore. You're starting to question things. If you're going to buy into the physical world and all the beliefs, you can't question anything. Otherwise, you're not going to be able to live it. When people are corrupt and do bad things and just go along with it like it's nothing, it's not, you are totally ignoring your spiritual aspect, your energy, you know, whatever you want to call it. God, you are totally shutting that down, and you're going to be a miserable person eventually because of it. And I know this because I've lived it. I don't want to live in that way. I don't want to be that kind of person. Art helps me move through that. The physical world is very frustrating. And I think when you are coming out of the physical illusion, it becomes more and more frustrating. Because you don't quite understand what's happening to you, and you don't quite understand how you're going to fit into that physical world, because you can't anymore. Where do you go? You know, eventually, sometimes you meet people, but everybody has their own idea about things. So, you know, you can meet hopefully open-minded people that are willing to accept your experience and not just make it all about them. You're not going to fit into mainstream society. It's just not going to work for you. And it, to me, it can be something to ponder when we lock people up and, you know, decide because they can't fit into the physical world. They're crazy. They have emotional issues, all this stuff. Yeah, when you become in touch with something beyond your physical form and you don't just see yourself as a meat body, then yeah, you're going to feel things. You're going to experience things that you may not have felt before. And you're going to wonder why. And if because of the way our world is, it's hard to find people to help you through that. I myself listen to people when they tell me things. If I can find someone that I feel has something to tell me that is worth listening to, I guess, in the sense of them trying to tell me something, like teach me something, then, you know, that's great. But ultimately, the only real teacher we have is within ourselves. It's our intuition, it's the energy, it's the source coming through us, because we have to honor and validate that. If we don't, then all we're doing is fighting it and not acknowledging it. So it's not going to come through, maybe in the best way, because it's not, you're not open to it. So if you're medicated on, you know, antidepressants, antipsychotics, things like that, well, you're definitely not going to be able to get in tune with that, because it's going to be all whacked out and crazy. I have a hard time focusing. When I was growing up in school, I was extremely bored. There were certain things I was interested in, but I couldn't go beyond that point, no matter how hard I tried. I mean, I really tried to make good grades. I really tried to do good things when I was growing up in school, but I had a very hard time doing it. I, not too long ago, actually realized that, you know, some people call it what, ADHD or something like that. Maybe that's what that was, but that wasn't like back then really something. I guess it wasn't even brought up, but I would daydream all the time. I would fantasize. I was never paying attention and I didn't really care about school. I mean, I cared about the things that were interesting to me, but the rest of it, it was like, what's the point? So that right there, that's, you know, that's manipulating people's creativity when they're trying to mold the kids and make them into productive citizens. They're not acknowledging the people that are creative. And I think that's what it was about for me, is I had a creative mind and I knew I loved art. That is, these experiences are about to remind you that there are other things out there and that you are always connected, no matter what shape, form you're taking. The whole drama about, you know, these aliens attacking everybody, that's so physical. You know what I mean? That just sounds so physical to me. It's like, come on, really? Can't you go a little bit outside of that? Can't you just take a peek outside of that? Because it just seems so boring to me. Like, really? That's all you think there is? Like, okay, so that's fear, the main source of that, anger, frustration of probably who the person is, feeling unconnected to anything, you know, like warmonger type mentality to me. That's all I can think of. I'm pretty sure they could have gotten this a long time ago if that's really what it was about for them. So that's why I say I question whether or not a lot of these people putting stuff out there like that are actually really experiencers, because to me, it just doesn't sound right. And I believe that the government has a big hand in it. We're going down into the physical world. So the physical has the negative and the positive. It's all a head trip. And here we are, one being, separating ourselves into all these different creations. I mean, it's just, and then the creations have their own creations and thoughts, and it's incredible. I mean, when you look at it and you talk about it like that, it can be inspiring and beautiful and just amazing. And I think that's where it should be geared towards. But I do know that the physical, you have to have that negativity, or there's no attraction, you know, to the physical. I've contacted many people, including you. But, you know, just trying to give a more positive twist on it, I guess. You know, like, I didn't just have my experience yesterday. I've had this stuff going on for a long time. But, for example, I contacted one of the bigger organizations, and they contacted me, but it was through another woman. And she was an artist also. She asked me if I wanted to come and basically have my memory erased of my experiences. So I was like, she let me know. She didn't want to like try and set me up for something and trick me. She let me know, you know, that she had it done or whatever. I don't know. Some kind of, I don't know. To be honest with you, I never heard of it before. So, you know, I thought about it and I was like, that sounds scary. I don't think I want to do that. What? How do I know that's what that person is really trying to do? You know, I don't know who this person is. So I thought that was really strange. Other groups, just it's all negative stuff. And if you don't say anything negative, they attack you. So I'm not involved in that. I contacted a couple of websites where they talked about better, you know, like a more positive interpretation, something closer to what I've experienced, and they never contact me back. So, you know, and I understand that a lot of people dealing with this stuff, it's hard to know who you can talk to, because there are always people out there that are trying to do something with your information. You know, I can't really say for sure. I think everything is always changing, evolving. I just don't understand what the point of it is, really, because I think it's just more about staying in the manipulation of the negative experience here on Earth. Who knows if these beings or whatever are already contacting people. So why do they need to make a presence, really? They already have their presence. Their presence is within these experiences. Why do we really think they're just going to come down here like that? I mean, oh, you know, we're going to show up one day and take over the earth, or we're going to make our presence, we're going to be revealed. It's a long time ago. This is everything that we experience is re-experienced over and over again within my lifetime. You know, people forget, they remember. They forget, they remember. it's not like this stuff hasn't been going on for a long time. It's definitely something that's been present. So to me, the experiences are just, I think, just basically to remind, and I don't even think it's like an intentional thing, really. I just think it's part of the process of remembering what we are and, you know, coming out of that little strand of energy that's, you know, connected to a bigger energy or whatever it is, you know. But yeah, there's going to be many different experiences through that energy. I mean, it's just obviously because we're experiencing it. I think that it would be nice if there was something set up for people that have these experiences, especially with as many people that there are that experience these things. I feel like it's either half or if not more. You would think there would be something much more substantial, psychology and all that, you know. Well, there's something wrong with you, let's medicate you, even though we're all feeling the same thing. Yeah, me remembering, like I've had a lot of past life experiences, being obsessed with the symbols. I've had a lot of Illuminati, Satanistic groups contact me thinking that I'm part of that. Well, no, this is much older than that. And I came into the world doing this. So how did I know that? Okay, well, maybe I was manipulated when I was a child. I don't know. But obsessively doing it, like it was something I had to do, you know. I didn't really see, I didn't even acknowledge the third eye. I would always draw pyramids with the eye in the middle. My dad pointed out to me one day that it was on the dollar bill. Okay, well, maybe I was picking it up from there. I don't know, but I really don't think so. It doesn't feel like that. If it was like an obsession, it was like something that was in me trying to get out of me, you know, and I had to keep drawing it over and over and over. And I still do. There has to be some sort of connection. And because we keep repeating the same thing, everything is a cycle. We repeat, repeat, repeat. Even within our own lives, you know, I definitely feel like that's carryover from other experiences. Why wouldn't it be? You know, maybe other worlds, and it means something different or represents something more. So I don't discount anything I hear, because I feel like if you're telling me you're having an experience and it's something with outside of my realm of experiences, what makes my experiences more important than yours? You know, I don't think that even makes sense, you know, the rationality behind that. Now, in dealing, in me saying that, and then going back to people that have negative experiences with aliens, yes, I think that they are experiencing that, but it's because of what they're feeling within themselves. And it's a certain, it's like something you have to go through to get beyond that point. And I feel like everybody gets to that point where they're going through that. They're all experiencing something uncomfortable because it's not within our memory of what is normal or what we decided is going to be normal for our lives. So yeah, if you just had an experience and you're 50 years old, yeah, that's going to seem extremely disturbing to you. But if you live with it your whole life from the time you're young, it's almost like another world that you are part of. And those people are almost like a family to you. Aliens that I've encountered on several occasions, I felt like they had a parental role in my development, and they were watching me, you know, making sure I was okay when I was going through certain experiences. That was my perception. But I've had really bad experiences. When I have those bad experiences, it's like I'm the actual thing doing the experience, and I'm the one being experimented on. So I'm both of them. And that's where I'm at now, where I am the being and the being, you know, being experimented on, or, you know, whatever the case may be. I'm both creatures. So it takes away the fear or feeling of not having control. Sometimes things are really weird and they don't make sense, but somehow, maybe it's just because I've had them so many times, somehow I just feel like if I go along with it, it'll be a lot easier to deal with. And it doesn't become a fight or a struggle. For me, that's pretty much what it is. And I would love to, you know, be able to continue doing this through my art. I mean, I'm going to, nothing's going to stop me. But it's nice, even when I see other people do experience art, that kind of stuff. I think either way, when you're doing art, you're already connected to an energy. So you're always having that energy come through you like a channel. But it's good when you're someone that's had experiences with other beings in other worlds, whatever, that you see this kind of stuff, because it helps you feel like you're not just the only one out there, you know, just kind of like lingering. And I don't really need to talk to people about it so much, because for me, when I talk about it, I enjoy sharing my experience, but it almost feels like it can't be fully explained. And it depends on who you're talking to. It's kind of like a spiritual experience for me. So if I'm having the spiritual experience and then I try to explain it, but it's not coming out right, it's taking away from that experience, you know, within myself, because I feel like I can't communicate it fully. I think that an experience is a personal interaction with spirit, with the source. And it doesn't have to be shared with everybody, but I think it's good for other people out there to at least feel like they're not alone, they're not crazy, they're not losing their mind, even though I know it feels like you are, because I go through that a lot. But I've noticed that when you're going through changes and you're having all these experiences, you start to feel down and negative. And that, I feel, is because you're breaking through something, you're moving on to something else, or you're dealing with something within yourself that is going to open up a new level of depth within yourself. And I don't think that ever stops. I think that, you know, as long as we're in the physical world, it's going to be difficult at times. It's going to be good at times. And I think that that is strictly what the physical world is about. I think if you experience a different experience within the physical world, you are already in another dimension. You're functioning in another dimension, whether or not you're completely aware of it or not. But I also believe that the negativeness of the physical world can draw you back into that. You know, you can get caught back up in it. Well, I mean, you can't really do anything else but live through it. So I just hope that, you know, maybe telling my story will help other people and realize that it doesn't have to be something negative. It can be many things. It can be a lot of stuff. Focusing on everything that's happening in the world, all the bad things, I think that they do need to be affected. And I think the best way to really affect things is by not thinking about them negatively. Because the minute we're starting to think in that negative, angry, hateful, we are becoming part of it. We have now agreed to the negative terms. That's easier said than done, obviously. It's good to have positive reinforcement, but I just think it's part of our growth and our evolution.
Thank you so much for coming on the show today, Naomi.
You're welcome. No problem.